The Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and online at WGNSradio.com. If it's passed, bounced, or hit, we're talking about it. All Sports Talk is on News Radio WGNS.
All Sports Talk is sponsored by Good Neighbor State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, First Bank, Fat Willie's Sports Bar on River Rock Boulevard in Murfreesboro, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, and the Blue Raider Insider Report is sponsored by Mike Tansel and My Team Insurance, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.
We put the all in all sports talk. From the preps to MTSU, we've got you covered. It's All Sports Talk on Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to All Sports Talk. Oh, wow. College basketball season is over. But what a ride it was. I think I mentioned last week, I thought UConn was playing on another planet. This is in men's basketball. They were. They just devoured everybody in their path. They went quite convincingly against Purdue. I don't think anybody was surprised. A 75-60. Zach Edey's last game for Purdue, 37 points, 10 rebounds. Braden Smith had 12 points and 8 assists. Nobody else on the team had an assist, and nobody else on the team could hit a basket. And you've got to attribute much of that to the stifling defense that UConn plays. That's 2 years in a row for UConn. Dan Hurley has certainly got it going on there. They have 6 national championships in the last 25 years, by far more than anybody. It was just total domination. You know, Alabama in the Final Four game, they hung with them for a while, but they're relentless. They keep coming at you. They got experienced guards. What's amazing, we saw this both the men and women, you know. Dawn Staley lost everybody at South Carolina, won the national championship. UConn lost most everybody, but the portal and returning players and whatnot is alive and well in college basketball. You know, and never fails. Oh, John Calipari always finds his way into the limelight. You know, the day of the national championship, he's finalizing his deal with Arkansas. Going to stay in the SEC. Guy that owns Tyson's Foods, pretty much going to do whatever it takes to get him. He was making $8 million. They're going to pay him northward of $5 million. Huge NIL package. They've got great facilities. Probably, but they have better facilities in Kentucky. They've been long overdue. You know, the fans have wanted Calipari out. I don't know that him and the Barnhart, the athletic director, have got along that well. And, you know, if you're not wanted, I guess get out. But so that leaves a huge opening. It was suggested Dan Hurley. And other than the money, and, you know, when you get up making that much money, how much is enough? I mean, why would you leave UConn right now? Why would you? It's a lot better program. It is one of the blue bloods. I mean, and the guy can coach. Now, he's a little maniacal sometimes. I agree with. I know him and Zach Edey got into kind of a war of words there, you know, and he comes on the court too much. He should have gotten a technical. He can't go storming out on the court, engaging in banter with another, with an opponent's player. But, I mean, he's an intense guy. And his players buy into what he's selling, and they take on his personality, and they can play basketball. So he goes back-to-back. And, again, that's six total in the last 25 years, by far more than anybody. You can talk about Carolina and Duke with their three, Kansas with one or two, but, I mean, there's nobody touching UConn. I heard an interesting thing from comment from Seth Greenberg. The only way you could see going to Kentucky, I mean, it is Kentucky. But, you know, it's kind of falling off, you know. First round exits, second round exits. Really haven't been that good. I mean, you take his whole body of work there, Kyles. It's impressive still. But, you know, it's a what have you done late for me business. And I was just but Seth Greenberg, you know, said, hey, if they go to these 2-3 super-duper conferences, I guess, can they survive in the Big East from a financial standpoint? Oh, they can survive in the Big East, but will they be able to compete against these super conferences where the money is going to be just outrageous? And they're going to go to that. You know, if they're having to have NIL package and things like that, they're going to make that money up. Make no mistake about it. You know, I think they're starting to realize they can't fight this thing. I mean, the NCAA, we haven't heard a sniff out of them since they didn't even show up for court on the lawsuit that or the investigation they were going to do on Tennessee and Virginia. You know, Tennessee and Virginia had their ducks in a row, and they were going to come right back at the NCAA because, you know, you're breaking antitrust laws. You know, you're not above you're not above everything anymore. You're inconsequential. But this money's going to keep coming in, and so that was a reason that Greenberg, who does a very good job with ESPN, says, you know, you never know. But I'm sure Kentucky will get a good coach. Interesting to see a program like that open this late in the game. Of course, you got portals now. You got the portal. And one thing Calipari does, when he goes to Arkansas, he's going to get the same type players. You can bet that because he teaches them how to become NFL players. They had, what, 23 lottery picks, 35 first-round picks in his time there. It's uncanny because they want to go play from him. They want to go learn from him. You know, and Kentucky's problem this year, I mean, they had a little bit of experience coming back, but they were just so inexperienced that, you know, one night they looked dynamic. And then, you know, they could lay an egg. But losing to Oakland and losing to St. Peter just doesn't cut it. And, you know, for Purdue, you know, he had the tough first-round losses to North Texas. And Fairfield last year. They needed a Final Four run. They had a great season, but sometimes you tip the hat. I mean, that, they played 10 times. I think UConn wins 10 times. Their margin of victory in the last 2 years in this thing. I mean, they've won 12 straight NCAA tournament games, and they've not been close. I mean, it's one thing. You would think somewhere down the line you got to pull one out, maybe get a break. But they didn't need any breaks. They got, I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable what they've done. And, you know, they're serving notice to the rest of the country. We're the team to beat, and we're going to have the personnel to do it, and we've got the right coach there to do it. All righty, you're listening to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank, where the bank remains true to its ideals since founded in 1906. That's First Bank. We'll take a break and be right back.
Hey, fellas, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, you may have low T. Low testosterone levels can cause weight gain, loss of muscle mass, and so much more. I recommend Low T Center, which is where I get my levels tested. They make it quick and easy to get your levels checked, and it's only $25. And with their on-site lab, you'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. Most insurance is accepted for treatment. Go to LowTCenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. One of the new menu items that we have added is our Salmon Imperial. Our Salmon Imperial is a fresh cut piece of salmon with shrimp and a crab meat blend, and then we've put our Alfredo sauce on top of it. It's great for a low carb diet that you can get with spinach, but also it just has an amazing flavor with a mixture of all those flavors between the shrimp, Alfredo, and then our salmon. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
Hello, this is Lenny Farmer with Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home. Often when a man or woman finish pre-planning their funerals with me, I hear, "We should have done this 10 years ago," or "I thought about doing this years ago, but just never got around to it." Seems that we often put off the inevitable for ourselves. As one wise pastor put it, it's never too late to do what's right. Why not mark down on your calendar to call me to talk about your funeral needs at 615-893-2422. It's never too late.
Every team knows which play can be a winning move. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, here to help life go right by combining your home and auto insurance. Call me today at 615-890-0850. It's a winning move that saves you time and money. Your ride, your stuff. You live with them together. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack. It's smart to protect them together, to help life go right. Give me a call at 615-890-0850 and let me help you save by combining your auto and renters.
Okay, if you're looking to wind down after a hard day's work or enjoy a night out with your friends, let me suggest Fat Willie's Sports Bar and Grill, located on River Rock Boulevard. Fat Willie's features 9 regulation pool tables, steel tip darts, and buzz time trivia and poker. The beer prices are excellent, and they have a huge selection, as well as 5 craft beers on tap daily. Fat Willie's also has your favorite bar foods. Live trivia is held every Tuesday night, and pool tournaments are held throughout the week. So if you're looking for a cozy and affordable sports bar with all the amenities, be sure to check out Fat Willie's on River Rock Boulevard next to the Animal Center.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. All right, we're moving on from the men to the women. What can you say about the Gamecocks? South Carolina, they made history on Sunday, outlasting Iowa and becoming the 10th unbeaten champion in Division I women's basketball history. It's now the third national title for Dawn Staley, who only trails now Geno Auriemma, 11, amazing. Pat Summitt, 8. Kim Mulkey, 4. What made this year's run so unlikely, was I mentioned earlier, they lost every player. And They were as dominant as ever, even to Staley's surprise. But, you know, what a great game it was for women's basketball. It was the most watched basketball game since 2019, and the only athletic events that drew more fans to the TV audience were the Olympics, the World Cup, and the NFL. It was initially reported 18.7. That's expected to rise to over 20 million people. So it's really, I think it's what both those programs have done for women's basketball. And, you know, you can't forget Caitlin Clark. I thought Dawn Staley was very classy in her comments, acknowledging that the pressure that Caitlin Clark was under this year, and hey, she carried a torch for the women's game, and she even said she's one of the GOATs. I don't think she's the greatest of all time. She might be the best shooter, if you want to call her the Steph Curry of college basketball. It'd be hard to argue with the range she has. But, you know, there's certainly been so many great players. You know, the Cheryl Millers, the Shamika Holzclaws, you know, Diana Taurasi. You can just go on and on and on. She stamped her place in the, not only the record book, but the annals of women's basketball. But you got to have, you've got to give South Carolina credit for what they're doing. And, you know, they put their money where their mouth was. They invested resource into that program. They made her the highest paid coach in the country. And it's paid dividends. And, you know, you look at the game that they beat Iowa, and I'm no basketball expert, but it was pretty obvious that if Iowa didn't rebound the basketball, they were going to be in trouble. And South Carolina just went up, took it, shot it, missed it. I mean, they missed a ton of shots around the goal, but, you know, they couldn't keep them off the glass. And the other one was, I don't think any – very few teams in college basketball, but I thought West Virginia had the kind of the blueprint. They were running like four different players at Clark, you know, for, you know, 3, 4, 5 minute stretches. And most teams don't have four players that physically and quickness wise can do that, you know. And, you know, she scored her 30. She had 18 of them in the first half, though, and only 12 in the second half. And, you know, they have nice players. They don't have great players. So, I mean, you know. So, my thing is, I think these stars, they're getting too much hate. You know, Angel Reese is Angel Reese. I've said this a couple times. You know, if you want to call her the villain, okay, she's a villain. There's nothing wrong with a villain in a sport. You know, I mean, she talks her smack and all that, but like I said, they all have talked smack. You know, but I think she's gotten too much hate. Caitlin Clark sure has. You know, she's not one time come out and said, I'm the greatest of all time. That's talking heads offering their opinion or whatnot. You know, and, you know, the majority of the former players have been in awe of her. But even some of the former players It's like they're trying to dismiss what she's done. I mean, come on. Haters gotta hate, though, as they say. But she's and hey, she is gonna be going into an eye-opening situation. She's gonna be the first pick in the draft with Indiana, and you know, Diana Taurasi has already said, "Okay, game's on. You're gonna be coming out here now playing against grown women who've been playing for a long time." There's one thing, though. Yeah, I mean, she's going to have her struggles. I still think she's going to be a fantastic player because she can pass. And, hey, she's going to be playing alongside pros. So she's not going to have to go out and get 40 to win a big game. She's not going to have to do that. I think she'll do fine, but I agree with Taurasi. Hey, welcome to the league. It's big women's basketball now. I think you're not gonna be coming over pushing around 18-year-olds. These are grown women. But that she'll be great for that sport. I mean, all right, how many fans are gonna watch her first WNBA game? More fans than have ever watched a WNBA game. I've probably watched two or three, and that's when Alicia Clark was on TV. One of the most favorite players I've covered at MTSU. Great with the media, undersized, scored, and hey, she had to change the way she played the game. She had to go from a post to a guard or a small forward. Learn to face the basket and shoot. She could do it at middle, but, you know, she wasn't called upon to do it very often. She went out and made herself a player, you know, an all-defensive player. She won a championship in Seattle. So I've watched her a couple times, but, you know, I haven't watched the championship. So, I mean, the increase in that TV audience will be off the charts when they play their first game. Of course, their draft's coming up. But, you know, really, last year, not a lot of people even knew who Caitlin Clark was until about midway through the season. I mean, how many times do you want – hey, you know, I'm going to watch Iowa today. Then you hear people talking about, you got to see this girl from Iowa play. Well, so now the interest is going to be, how's she going to match up against these pros who are going to be stronger and quicker? But she's a savvy player. She knows how to get herself open. She's an unbelievable passer of the ball, which I think that's going to help her and tremendously. I mean, she can be a true point guard. But, yeah, everybody needs to quit hating on these ladies. They go out, they're playing a game, they're marketing themselves, they're making money. I guess that's why. They're making money. And people hate it. Well, that's just the way it is. Games change. World changes. Our country's changed. People change, just the way it is. Either live with it or go crawl in a hole, I guess. All right, you listen to All Sports Talk. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, and Chip Walters will give us the Blue Raider Insider Report.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
Good afternoon. Busy on the South Loop, the West Loop, a steady flow. Traffic continues down in the Brentwood, Franklin. That's really cranking up down through there in the last few minutes on 65. As you head down into Williamson County, a crash over the 5300 block of Granny White Pike is being cleared there in Forest Hill. It's a wreck there at Murfreesboro Pike, at Hobson Pike. It seems like we had one there a few hours ago as well out there in Antioch. Still moving right now, 24 through the Antioch area, continuing out into Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that brand new menu. They're awesome. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Spend your middays with us, Rick and Bubba.
We're on WGNS each weekday from noon till 2 on Rutherford County's Good Neighbor Station.
News Radio WGNS.
Rick and Bubba.
When Rutherford Countyans think of insurance professionals, they think Rayburn Insurance Agency at 200 South Lowry in Smyrna, meeting the needs of thousands of customers since 1973. You can trust Rayburn Insurance with all your needs, a place where customer service really matters. It's personal with Rayburn Insurance, as fans of local sports, as friends, and as insurance professionals. Check them out at rayburn.net or call 615-459-4145. Rayburn Insurance, for business, auto, home, and life insurance.
Whether you need general vehicle upkeep and maintenance or a complete vehicle overhaul, Hall's Auto Care is here for you. We're locally owned and operated by Greg Hall and have been in business since 2014. You'll get excellent service and trustworthy advice with Hall's Auto Care. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. We're ready to help get you safely on the road. Hall's Auto Care, 907 Ridgely Road, just off Broad Street behind Chili's. Online at hallsautocare.net. Hall's Auto Care.
With the service you get from State Farm, you might think our car insurance costs more. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let me show you with discounts up to 40%, you may find it even costs less. At State Farm, when home and auto works as a team, you score and save money. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris. Give me a call at 615-893-1417 and let's work together to win big by saving money on home and auto.
Next on WGNS and All Sports Talk, it's the Blue Raider Insider Report with Chip Walters of Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates, brought to you by Rayburn Insurance, RAI Advisors, and My Team Insurance. The report coming up after this.
Are you paying hundreds of dollars too much for your home and auto insurance? Let the team at My Team Insurance help, a true independent insurance agency that represents you in protecting your home, your cars, your business, your life, and your health. Call My Team Insurance today, 895-4201. That's 895-4201. Proud to be sponsoring the Blue Raiders and proud to say, let's go Blue.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and we're bearing down on this Saturday's Blue Raider Athletics Showcase. It's all starting with there are five different teams that will be playing on Saturday at home on campus. It all starts at 11 a.m. as women's tennis will host Sam Houston at noon. Soccer will be facing Belmont at noon. Floyd Stadium will open, getting ready for the 1 o'clock football blue-white game. The first, of course, for Coach Derek Mason. At 3 o'clock, baseball will be hosting New Mexico State. And at 4 p.m., softball will be facing Liberty. Tennis, soccer, and football are all free events. Baseball and softball have very low-priced tickets and are available. Tailgating is encouraged. The Greenland Drive parking lot can be your home base. Get your tailgate going. The weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be a terrific day to come out and sample different Blue Raiders sports. And you can find it all on GoBlueRaiders.com. Well, Blue Raider Athletics continues today with a couple of different events. Softball played an early afternoon game at Lipscomb and came away with a 4-3 win. And as we mentioned, they'll be at home this weekend for a series starting on Friday. Blue Raider baseball fell to Vanderbilt 14-1 in seven innings on Tuesday afternoon at Hawkins Field. The Commodores up their record to 26-7. They struck first in the opening frame. scoring 7 runs in the first inning. In the second inning, the Blue Raiders responded with a Cale Vinson solo shot to left field. However, Vanderbilt answered with a trio of runs in the bottom of the second to take a 10-1 lead. The Commodores would go on to add 3 in the third and another in the sixth to win it by a score of 14-1. On the mound, Kota Sato was tagged with the loss, while Alex Kranzer earned the win for the Commodores. Up next, the Blue Raiders will host New Mexico State this weekend in Conference USA action. First pitch on Friday, 6 o'clock, and then again, as we mentioned, 3 o'clock on Saturday, and then an early game on Sunday for the weekend series. And again, the weather is shaping up to be absolutely perfect this weekend. All right, women's golf. On a rainy day at Council Fire Golf Club, Lainey Campbell fired a 3-over par 74 to lead Middle Tennessee women's golf in the third round of the Chattanooga Classic. Campbell finished the tournament with a score of plus 8, 221, tying for 23rd individually. The Blue Raiders finished 14th as a team at plus 54, 906 after combining for a round of plus 21, 305 in Tuesday's third round. Women's tennis on the road today, playing at Western Kentucky. That match going on right now. They will be at home on Saturday, as we mentioned, as they will host Sam Houston. Senior Lily Sophie Schmidt will be honored before the match on Saturday against the Bearcats. Schmidt has played 4 years as a Blue Raider, tallying a total of 67 career wins in singles and doubles. For the Saturday match, admission is free. Parking available in the Greenland Drive parking lot, as we mentioned. Also, something to put on your calendar for tomorrow at noon at Happy's Sports Lounge on West Main Street. We'll have the first of 5 Blue Raiders spring sports shows. The guests tomorrow include football coach Derek Mason, as well as a few players getting ready for Saturday's blue-white game. Head men's tennis coach Jimmy Borendame and head women's tennis coach Teo Bailey Duvall. That is at noon to 1 at Happy's. It will be a streaming-only broadcast that you can find on GoBlueRaiders.com and on the Blue Raider Game Day app. That's it for today, folks. We'll have another update for you coming tomorrow. Come and join us for lunch at Happy's noon to 1 and be part of the Blue Raiders Spring Sports Show.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports.
Caught 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Middle Tennessee.
Layup bench, cold.
Middle Tennessee football, basketball, and baseball.
Yeah, we got them.
You're listening to the flagship station for Blue Raider athletics. I'm Chip Walters. Hear the games here on News Radio WGNS.
Middle Tennessee win.
Raiders win the championship.
Your source for the big blue in the borough. News Radio WGNS.
Hi, this is Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates. You might know me as the voice of the Blue Raiders, but I want to be your trusted advisor in real estate. Whether you're buying or selling, it's time to choose Chip. Do you have a growing family and need to upsize? Are you an empty nester now and need to downsize? Are you thinking of selling your current home but just worried you can't find something else? Well, it's time to choose Chip. I'm looking to be your trusted advisor in real estate. I'm Chip Walters with Exit Realty Bob Lamb and Associates.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back to All Sports Talk. All right, we'll stay on basketball right now. We'll talk about MTSU hoops. Pretty excited about here this yesterday. Jared Hall, he's the all-time leading scorer at Lebanon High School with almost 1,800 points. He announced Monday via social media that he is committed to MTSU. He has entered the transfer portal and will be transferring from the University of Tulsa, and he will have 3 years of eligibility here. He was the 2023 Class 4A Mr. Basketball. Played for the Golden Hurricanes as a freshman. 6'8", small forward. He played 24 of their 31 games. He averaged about 10 minutes a game, a couple points, over 2.5 rebounds a game. The Golden Hurricane went 16-15 last season, 7-11 in the American Athletic Conference. All entered the transfer portal on the 26th, and he's expected to enroll at the end of this current academic year. Coming out of high school, he was the state's number one ranked player and number 65th ranked player in the country by Prep Hoops, and he was an ESPN four-star recruit. Of course, MTSU's coming off a 14-19 season after reaching the semifinals of the Conference USA tournament. So, Jared is a really good player. You know, obviously his stats are not going to, you know, wow you or anything like that. I just think he'll be a really good fit here with Nick's team, and guy that brings, you know, minimal but some experience. And, you know, that's a really tough league they play in. It was a conference FAU was in, UAB, Memphis, North Texas, South Florida. It's a good league. So I think he will be a good fit here. And wouldn't surprise me, he had a pretty nice career. Lady Raiders are kind of getting a jump on the 2025 class. The Mississippi Gatorade Player of the Year, Macy Pfeiffer, has committed to MTSU. She's a 5'11 junior wing, averaged 20 points and 6 rebounds this season while leading Ingemar to the Mississippi High School Athletic Association's Class 2A State Championship. And they won their third title in 4 years. Their record was 32-4. She has already scored more than 2,500 points in her career and is already the leading scorer in program history. So there's some pretty good news on the hoops front for the Blue Raiders and Lady Raiders. Now you just hope you don't lose anybody into the portal. All right, let's see here. Baseball. Get into some baseball. Hank Aaron. 50 years ago, Monday, broke Babe Ruth's career home run record. He homered off the Dodgers' Al Downing. Joe Ferguson was catching. Tom House caught the ball in the bullpen. He was a relief pitcher. And Dusty Baker was on deck. That's when Dusty played for the Braves. Of course, later was in one of the worst trades in Braves history. The Braves sent Dusty Baker to the Dodgers for Jimmy Wynn, known as the Toy Cannon. It was a horrible, horrible trade. But I thought they brought back, Dusty came back yesterday, as well as did Tom House. They had a thing, kind of a remembrance, honoring Hank Aaron. Of course, Hank passed away in 2021. Stayed in Atlanta. And to me, that's the record. That's me. I guess I'll be hating now because Barry Bonds, you know, he didn't do it the right way. So. Phenomenal player. Was a Hall of Famer before he allegedly did steroids. I don't know. I don't think a man's head grows 4 sizes. Your ears never quit growing, but I don't think your head grows that much. and he was a monster. He was a skinny kid when he played. But anyway, I thought that was a pretty neat thing the Braves did yesterday. All right, you're listening to All Sports Talk. We'll take our final break and be right back.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Time for Brian to come into your homes.
Run!
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
Good afternoon. Busy on the South Loop, the West Loop, as steady flow. Traffic continues down in the Brentwood, Franklin. That's really cranking up down through there in the last few minutes on 65. As you head down into Williamson County, a crash over the 5300 block of Granny White Pike is being cleared there in Forest Hill. It's a wreck there at Murfreesboro Pike, at Hobson Pike. It seems like we had one there a few hours ago as well, out there in Antioch. Still moving right now, 24 through the Antioch area, continuing out into Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that brand new menu. They're awesome. Check them out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Join the team at Murfreesboro's favorite pizza restaurant. Sir Pizza is now hiring at all three locations. Come by and be part of the team at Sir Pizza.
You've seen the ads out there, companies wanting to buy your home. But why sell yourself short when you can get fair market value? I'm Lisa Patton. If you have an estate to settle or a home to sell, call Parks Auction. We'll work with you to sell your home or property in any condition with no costly repairs on your timeline. Why accept one offer when you can have multiple? You need Parks Auction. We look out for your best interest. Call Parks Auction today. We handle everything.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Welcome back in to All Sports Talk. This portion brought to you by First Bank, locations in the borough of Woodbury, Nashville, and 46 others across the state. That's First Bank. All right, the Braves, Spencer Strider, last year's Cy Young winner, 20-game winner, led the league with 280-something strikeouts. He has a damaged ulnar collateral ligament in his elbow. The Tommy John surgery ligament. He will undergo further evaluation. An MRI revealed that he was sprained, but they still don't know too much about the structural damage. He was placed on the 15-day injured list and replaced on the active roster with right-hander Alan Winans. Strider reported that his elbow was bothering him during Friday night's 10-inning win over the Diamondbacks. They'd hit him pretty good. I think his velocity down to about 95, which you're thinking, my gosh, it's down. But, you know, when you're used to throwing 98 to 100, and, you know, there's some, you know, Gerrit Cole's on the shelf for the Yankees. Bieber is out. Justin Verlander was out. There's been a couple players. They think the pitch count is part of the reason for this. They're not getting the breaks in between pitches like they used to. I don't know about that. Justin Verlander, who's out himself, has a unique thought on it, is that that so many of these guys now are throwing absolutely as hard as they can, spinning it as hard as they can, because they know they're only going to go six innings. So they just go out there. They haven't learned to harness their stuff. And that seems plausible. And he's talking about even the relievers. They go in, they throw 100, 101, 102, whatever the case may be. And that would seem to have a little bit of validity to it, I think. But who knows? All right. MTSU baseball. Last weekend. You know, they didn't get bad pitching last week. Well, with the exception of losing 11-9 to Tennessee Tech. They played La Tech, you know, who's one of the top teams in the league. They're tied for second. They lost 5-3. You know, usually Middle holds them to 5. They got a chance. They lost 6-3. But they came back Sunday and won 9-5. This week they got New Mexico State at home Friday through Sunday. The standings are this. Liberty 7-2. And MTSU no hit them. Go figure. Of course, did give up 25 runs the next day. Dallas Baptist, Louisiana Tech, Western Kentucky are all 6-3. FIU 7-5, Sam Houston in Middle 3-6, New Mexico State 2-7, and Jacksonville State is 2-7. So MTSU, they have not been swept, but they have not won a series. They salvaged one in each series in Conference USA play. One thing that's interesting, Dallas Baptist, who's been in the conference now, this is their second year. Baseball only, it's the only sport they play Division I in. So they were ranked eighth in the nation last week. They had not lost a series in Conference USA since joining last year. But Western Kentucky took 2 out of 3 from them. And I said this at the beginning of the year, Western Kentucky wasn't picked very high, that high, but they had 2 preseason all-conference starting pitchers. Well, if you got that good of pitching, I would think you're going to be right up in the hunt. They are. Middle's got a lot of work to do. These are one of those series you need to go out and win. So it really hadn't mattered much whether Middle's at home or on the road. Two of their three conference wins are on the road. They won one at FIU and then now at Liberty. And, you know, Dallas Baptist, they help your conference RPI, but they are at somewhat of a unfair advantage, I think, and that, you know, that's where they're probably the majority of their resources in, because they are very good every year. So anyway, we got some high school stuff in Monday. Riverdale and Blackman started their series. They play 3-game series. Riverdale won 4-2. Middle Tennessee Christian swept University School of Nashville 11-6 and 11-0. Wilson Central beat Oakland 2-1. Webb beat PCA 8-7. Stewart's Creek beat Laverne 13-1. Franklin County beat Central Magnet 6-2 in softball. Eagleville beat Summertown 9-8. Tullahoma beat Central 15-0. Forest beat Riverdale 7-3. And MTCS beat Grace Christian 5-4. So, Mother Nature, you never know around here. I mean, all the teams have tarps, and a lot of them have turf. So, there was a time that you probably wouldn't even play any hardly this week. And that's the challenge this time of year, is not getting too far behind, because you got to be finished by X day to start your district tournament. And you got to be finished with it by X day so you can start the region and then the sectionals, because the spring fling will start the last week of May. And not that far from the tournament starting. So hopefully get some good weather. And I tell you, it's hard to, I know it's hard for Brian and Barrett and his sports team and us with the Murfreesboro Post trying to figure out what days to cover stuff. So anyway, that's our problems and we'll have to deal with those. All right. You've been listening to All Sports Talk. Hope everybody has a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you next time.
All Sports Talk on News Radio WGNS has been brought to you by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Bud Morris, and Deb Insel, Chip Walters with Exit Realty, Bob Lamb and Associates, First Bank, Mike Tansel with My Team Insurance, Parks Auction Company, Greg Hall with Hall's Auto Care, Steve Ruckert with RAI Advisors, Fat Willie Sports Bar, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Rayburn Insurance in Smyrna.